So, Neil, a big thank you for joining us on a Friday evening, and a big, big game tomorrow. Before we get to that game, though, a great evening on Tuesday night, and you've had time to dwell on it. You must be thoroughly pleased that the great run continues, and so does the good football.
Yeah, Ben, obviously, you know, last Saturday was really pleasing. Probably the best performance that we've had, certainly in my time, I think, as a manager. And then to follow it up with a comprehensive win over a really good Hyde side, you know, that was an unnamed 11 that held Lancaster on a Saturday, was equally as pleasing. So, like you said, you know, the run goes on, 3 defeats in 18, playing really good football, scoring goals, keeping the clean sheet on Tuesday. But it sets us up, you know, fantastically well for a really, really difficult game at Wincham Park tomorrow.
Now, there were a couple of fringe players who were included and a couple of more senior players who were rested. Not as many as I think people were expecting, which I think goes to show you how much you take it serious, the Manchester Premier Cup this season. But for those players who were missing, the likes of Morris and Potts, they must be in your thoughts for tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a difficult one, isn't it, Ben? Because I've just highlighted the fact that, you know, last Saturday's performance was my best in charge of FC, and you know, it'll be very hard for me to look at anyone tomorrow and say, you know, you're being left out after that impressive performance. Tuesday was a chance to give a couple of players minutes, and we certainly did that. We brought Curran back in. We had Louis Myers in. We had Buckley there. You know, we started Ash Young. We started Jack Lenehan. But like you said, it's a competition that I'm desperate to win. So there was no way I was going to be making, you know, 7, 8, 9 changes, giving a chance to rest Potsey, rest Morris, rest Charles. So, but it's a competition we want to win. So, you know, we were always going to play a strong side, and we'll do the same in the semi-final. But you know, key players, you know, like Potts and certainly Morris, they haven't had any rest time. And next week, you know, after we get Saturday out of the way, we play Glossop on Tuesday, you know, two other three people will get a rest. But again, against Glossop, we'll be putting a strong team out because, you know me, Ben, it's five-a-side, friendly, FA Cup, league game, trophy, Manchester Cup. I want to win everything. So, you know, that's just my philosophy, and that's the way I am. We won't win everything, we know that. But, you know, I'm never going to put a weakened side out, and I'll never disrespect an opposition by doing that.
And it's before the Glossop game, obviously, Witten tomorrow, and it's a fantastic surface, as we know, but it has been chucking it down, so it might be one of those zippy surfaces, I think it's known as. I mean, this game's really, really important because, you know, a win and we could stretch ourselves away from the mid-table pack. A defeat, and we're well and truly in it.
Listen, tomorrow is a fantastic encounter. I think, you know, as a neutral, you look at the fixtures tomorrow, you go 5th against 6th. Witten are on a good run. You know, they won 4-1 last week, last time out. They've just recently been in South Shields. So, you know, we can't take them lightly. What I will say, you know, we've identified the strengths and the weaknesses. You know, they are, I think they've got the second best defensive record in the league, only conceding 16, but then they've got the second worst attacking record in the league, only scoring 17 league goals. So you can see by that, you know, they don't win by many, but they don't get beat by many either. And you know, you've got to have a really good attacking lineup to break through them. So, you know, it's going to be difficult tomorrow. I'm sure that Carl will have his team playing fluent football. I know he's a football man himself, and he has his team playing attractive football. We've just got to continue to try and build on our recent success, and you know, we're really pleased with how things are going at the minute. Like I said last week, we didn't expect it to be going as well as it currently is, but the squad have knitted together really well, and you know, they can't wait for tomorrow. So we're going down there with, you know, high spirits, high confidence. My usual line is, you know, we won't fear the opposition, we'll certainly respect them. And I'm sure it's going to be a good game of football. But come quarter five, you know, my aim is to be getting the points on the board and keeping FC United in the playoff places.
Yeah, absolutely. With regards to Witten's goal scoring, we should say up until Saturday, they were on played 13, scored 12, but they beat Mickleover 4-1, didn't they? So that's kind of bolstered the goals for just our luck, really, that we're coming across them when they've just scored 4 goals, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, you look at the team, you know, they've got goals in the team, they've got quality, you know, Will Jones and the likes of MJ at the top end of the pitch, that, you know, they're excited. And I don't think, you know, they've set out on purpose only to score maybe one or two goals in games. It's just weird football goals at times. But so it doesn't surprise me looking at the team sheet. They put 3 past Shields. They put 4 past Mickleover. They're going to be a good side, and we've got to be defensively resolute. We've got to, you know, stop them on the threat on set pieces. But equally, when we get it, you know, the transition, we've got to play our football. And, you know, everyone knows our style of football. We're not going to change that. We want it to be free-flowing, expansive, and you know, attacking and, you know, creating chances. I'm sure, you know, the likes of Tundi, etc. will revel off that and hopefully score some goals tomorrow.
Yeah, here's hoping. Just before you go, Neil, just a couple of bits and bobs with regards to playing personnel and that kind of thing. We saw Lewis Myers come on as a substitute on Tuesday night. He got a goal and he's gone out on loan to Prescott Cables, and this is a loan.
Yeah, I mean, people talk about loans, don't they, and say, you know, not coming back. And I know we put Tom Dean on loan and Craig Carney and decided to, you know, stay where they are. Lewis Myers is a definite loan. You know, he's fantastic to have Lewis back. He's a big, strong boy. He's great left foot. He's something that we haven't got. We've missed him. You know, he's on fire in pre-season. And he's trained for the last 2 or 3 weeks. He got minutes on Tuesday night. He scored a goal. And now it's time to get him out now, because it's not just about playing one or two games when you've been out injured. It's the third and fourth and the fifth when you're fatigued slightly. And we said to Lou, listen, go and get 4 or 5 games and you're right back in the mix. You know, Curran might be going back in, you know, December, we never know. And we need all our squad fit, healthy and raring to go. And Lou's attitude's been brilliant. You know, he snapped our hand off when we said, Prescott, we're coming in for him. And I'm sure he'll strengthen them and they'll help us in giving him games. And Lou will be back at FC United, that's for sure.
And it's not just the first team where players go out on loan. A piece of news which might be missed by a few people, Dylan Blackledge of the Academy, he's gone out on loan to Northwich. So there's some exciting prospects in that Academy setup, it looks like.
Of course there is. You know, Dylan has been training with the first team. He's done great. I spoke to Northwich manager Steve Wilkes and I said, listen, we've got a real talent here that needs to go out and play men's football. And he said, listen, we'll give him minutes. And, you know, I spoke to Dylan at training last week and, again, his attitude was great. He wanted to go out and play, and we'll have scouts down there. You know, we'll be tracking his progress. But there's not just Dylan. You know, we were talking about registering another couple of players this week from the academy, but just need international clearance. But I know our secretary Vivi's getting on with that. But there's an exciting bunch coming through there, and I've had the opportunity to watch him now 5 or 6 times. So, you know, just keep your eye on this space and see what happens. But, you know, youth is definitely, you know, the future of FC, so people are going to get opportunities and game time.